Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's redefining our world, one bite at a time. I'm Alex, here to break down the complex into the comprehensible.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, often before even you think them. Today, we're unpacking something pretty massive in the cloud computing space: Amazon EC2's latest family member, the M8A instances.
Right you are, Jamie. These instances are built on the fourth-gen AMD EPYC processors, known as Genoa, and they're shaking things up in terms of power, price, and performance.
Genoa sounds like a fancy cheese, but I'm guessing it's even tastier for the tech crowd.
Definitely. The Genoa processors are a big leap forward. We're talking about up to 192 vCPUs and 768 GB of RAM. That's a lot of cheese, Jamie.
Holy guacamole, that's a lot of power. But what does that mean for someone like me, or rather our listeners?
Imagine you're running a web server, or maybe a containerized microservice. With this kind of firepower, you can handle thousands of transactions, crunch data faster, and scale up without breaking a sweat.
I love not breaking a sweat, but does all this power come with a superhero price tag?
Surprisingly, no. That's the kicker. These M8A instances offer better performance per dollar compared to their predecessors, thanks to AMD's efficiency improvements and higher base clock speeds. It's like getting a sports car for the price of a sedan.
Sign me up for that deal. But Alex, there's something I've always wondered with these updates. How do they compare to the previous generations?
Great question, Jamie. Compared to the M6A and M7A, the M8A not only boosts performance by up to 50%, but also improves on network bandwidth and EBS throughput. So if you were using M6A or M7A instances, switching to M8A could be like upgrading from a bike to a jet.
Wow, that's no small improvement. Speaking of upgrades, how hard is it to transition to these new instances?
It's pretty straightforward, especially if you're already in the AMD camp. AWS has made the migration process seamless, with minimal changes required to your existing setup. Plus, with the AWS Nitro system under the hood, you get near bare metal performance with minimal virtualization overhead.
Near bare metal performance. So we're basically talking cloud computing with training wheels off?
Exactly, Jamie. And let's not forget the sustainability angle. These processors are designed with energy efficiency in mind, aligning with AWS's commitment to powering their operations with 100% renewable energy by 2025.
Green and powerful, like a tech-savvy Hulk. Now for the tech teams out there, any tips on getting the most bang for their buck with M8A?
Certainly. Look into using savings plans or reserved instances for long-term workloads. And don't forget to right-size your instances with AWS Compute Optimizer. It's like having a personal trainer for your cloud infrastructure, ensuring you're always in top shape.
Personal trainer, huh? Does it also nag you to cut down on late-night coding sessions?
If only it could, Jamie. But on a serious note, integrating M8A into your workflow can significantly boost your performance and cost efficiency, whether you're running web servers, databases, or containerized apps.
Sounds like the M8A instances are a real game changer for cloud computing. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that the evolution of Amazon EC2, from its humble beginnings to now, is a testament to AWS's commitment to innovation. The M8A instances are a perfect example of how they're pushing the envelope, offering incredible power and efficiency that can transform how businesses operate in the cloud.
Transformative indeed. Well, that's all the time we have today on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and a huge thank you to Alex for breaking down the ins and outs of Amazon EC2 M8A instances.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. Stay curious and keep innovating.
Until next time, keep your tech nerdy and your queries optimized. Goodbye.